Yes, he is bigger, but can we see him bigger? In other words, are the eyes of our heart open wide enough that we can see him and make out, even though we're going through the problem is small. Even though we have a situation, he's so much bigger, we see him so much bigger, we actually start to, God, thank you that even though I'm in the midst of this thing, it's not affecting me because I see you and not the problem. So, Tarby, got the grandbaby? Hey, cutie. So here's what's happening. Our whole culture is starting to change here. The PWM culture is starting to change. And that's culture is something on the inside. So the quote and the song, which neither knew was coming, right? It was serendipity, as they say. Serendipity, right? I like that word. It was serendipity that Roz didn't know about the quote before she decided to do the song, right? But here's the Holy Spirit. I think Brenda was behind me saying, go Holy Spirit, go Holy Spirit, go Holy Spirit, go Holy Spirit. That God is trying to teach us, I'm changing your culture from the inside, from the inside. I'm not, so anybody can hear that song, God is bigger. But you know when it means something is when it happens on the inside of you. In other words, your eyesight, that troubles come, it doesn't bother you. As long as I'm in the spirit, as long as I'm in the heavenly realm, as long as I sense his presence all around me, I don't care where I am. Okay? But that's a sensing, that's a knowing, that's a spiritual growing. That isn't a topical thing. That isn't churchdom. That's a revelation from God that's on the inside of you and me, and this is how we grow, right? You know, I want you guys also, you know, Shelly's dream. Lorraine, just poke her because I don't want her to poke her because she starts to give us some strong stuff. And so if you have some interpretation of that dream, I want to know because there's something in there. So she told it to me last night and to me and Glow and some others. Pastor Jerry is in the hospital. The pneumonia. And so we were there last night visiting her. The stronger we get spiritually, the less that's going to affect us. Okay. In other words, it's more like picking up a snake that we thought we feared and raising it up and saying, you know what? This is really our victory. And it's really our praise, right? But see, that takes a transformed, renewed mind. That takes something happening in here. Okay. So here's a lot of what we run into. People know things about scripture and about God up here, but there is no sensing the reality down here yet. Okay. And so this is what God's problem is with his church and with his body, with Jesus, with his body. They know it up here, but they don't sense the reality of it down here. The light hasn't shined on the inside yet. So we have all this darkness inside of us. We have all this darkness inside of us. We have all this darkness inside of us. And then God has to say, wait a minute, I have to get you to acknowledge the darkness before I can let the light shine. Okay, so you can't pretend in this stuff, you know, because he's got this high purpose for us. He has this real high purpose. And everything he said in this word, he wants us to walk in, but it cannot be done in pretense. You cannot do it just by quoting it. I'm sorry, you can't do it by quoting it, you know. So here's what I was about to say a little bit ago. So don't get mad at me yet. Let me finish my statement. Don't get mad at me yet. You know who I think is blessed and highly favored? I think it's the one that doing trouble that can see God in their spirit bigger than their problems. Thank you, Lisa. if God has shined victory so strong in your heart that even in your circumstances, you still have a rejoicing and a sense of being victorious over it, that's favor. That's my eyes have been enlightened to how big he really is, right? I don't care what's going on in the universe. It could fall down. But there's a sense in me that I'm bigger than the universe in him, right? There's a sense about it. There's not, I mean, if I just know it in my head, as soon as the first match is struck, I'm going down with it. So it's kind of like those Hebrew boys. They get in that fire. They're bigger than the fire. Are y'all listening to me? God's bigger than the fire. Now they're blessed and highly favored. Because everybody doesn't see like that. Everybody doesn't have that kind of vision. Everybody doesn't have that kind of witness in their hearts that when trouble comes, it won't buckle me over. So here's God today. I hope you guys heard those songs. They heard the witnessing of the Holy Spirit. I'm bigger. I'm bigger than, I wish I knew the words. I'm bigger than my problems, right? Bigger than universe problems. What else? Sun and the stars. Bigger than the things that could tear me apart. I'm bigger than the things that tear me apart, right? I'm bigger than my fear of snakes. Right? But see, in order for me, for that, you know, I'm not going to touch one until I see God bigger than that creepy thing. You understand? I'm not going to touch that. I might from afar sing songs about it, but just don't give me one. See, just don't give me one. I can pretend with the best of them. But I can pretend with the best of them. But until he puts one in my hand, and down here, I sense a God confidence and my victory over it. Until I start to sense that, I'm still in the natural. I'm still in myself. I'm still in no man's land, right? I'm still susceptible to getting bowled over. But see, God has these high purposes in our lives. See, like for Sylvia, everybody say hi to Sylvia. I said Sylvia. So here's God starting to raise her up. Here's God starting to put some change in her life. This is sort of prophetic to you. This is prophetic to you. God's going to put some change in her life. God's going to put some change in her life. Because change always gets rid of you. God, our biggest problem is us, and God's bigger problem is us, you know. And so he has to keep. How do you know that change is constant? Ain't nothing wrong with it. But a lot of us are afraid of change. Just don't give me change. Just don't give me change. And God said, if I can't give you change, I can't grow you. If I can't give you change, I can't lose Rocky. I got to get Rocky out the way. So as long as she thinks that she's got it in control, She's seeing small around her. She's got in control. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. I know what I want. I know exactly where I go. This is my road right here. And God said, well, that's not mine. So I had to bring change, right? So change to get rid of you, because my vision is higher than yours. So we're talking about the purposes of God are so high. It's so high. I want you to be like Christ. I want you to rule the universe, right? I want you to rule it. I want you to rule it, right? The universe, he rules the universe, and so will you. So you think if I could just rule my backyard, and God's like, no, I want you to rule 10 cities. But you can't do it the way you are. You said, I know the scripture. Yeah, you know it up here, but you don't know it down here, Right? So the sense of that has got to come. There's some elevation coming in your life, Sylvia. Elevation. Elevation. I like to say spiritually with that, which is always coming. But this is your job. There's elevation coming on your job. Okay. But see, I'm careful. Even in that, her elevation on her job has got to be for the kingdom of God. It has got to. It can't be for her own personal benefit. Do you guys know how selfish we can be? I mean, I call it a radical selfishness. Radical selfishness, right? You just want what you want, right? Take God, I'm okay. Just don't bring any interruption. Keep the food coming. Keep the money coming. You know, just make sure you populate the area with 7-Elevens for my convenience, right? Get or Wawa, whichever one. Wawa. Convenience. Don't make it too tough. The guy in front of me at the light, make sure they see a change and go. Don't let me have to bring my horn. Right? Don't give me nothing. Don't interrupt me. Bah! Rockets got a 30-second timer. And so I'm trying to paint us. We can't rule that way. We can't govern like that. You can't get into the kingdom and govern with that kind of darkness and mud in your life. Those kind of dregs. And so God's like, his thing is, I called you to rule. I called you to not be on the ground, but rule from up top. And so whatever it takes for me in my love to get you into a rulership position, I am absolutely going to do it. So I'm going to keep bringing change. I'm going to keep bringing change, right? Because as soon as I stop, you settle down. As soon as I start bringing change, you relax. We're near 7-Eleven. I've got no, you know, I'm good, right? And see, this is what most people mean by blessed and highly favored, is that they're kind of floating along and God blessing them. But you know what blessed and highly favored is? If you're in the water and it's moving and the storm's coming, but you still say, bless God. Inside of me, he's bigger than that storm. Now I say to Pastor Cheryl, she's blessed and highly favored, because I sense that on the inside, the storm's not bigger than the God. I want that kind of sight. Listen, I hope this doesn't sound, I want it more than $1 million, right? I want it more than the lottery. I want sight that's bigger than if the earth crumbles. I want sight that's bigger than my circumstances, because the blessings are on the inside, not on the outside. Okay, they're on the inside, or not on the outside. And so we often say this. You know, we have John the Isle of Patmos. He's his windswept owl, but yet he's seeing the Lord in the Spirit. He's blessed and highly favored. Even though his circumstances are totally negative, he's seeing the kingdom of God. Blessed when men persecute you, Brenda. Blessed, Brenda, when they say evil things about you, Brenda. Blessed when they smack you on the head, or blessed, like I do Mike sometimes, blessed are you. Blessed are you when they disrespect you. Can you take that kind of change in your life, or are you used to people always treating you right? Are you? I like to get these managers, you know. I like to get these managers because people don't treat her right. Guess who put them in her life? I said, our first thing is God. Here's the flesh. God, I need a new worker. He said, no, you need to grow on the inside. Holy Spirit, help me. See, he has to find you out. He has to bring change to your life so you can find you out. He already knows, but you know, you're real comfortable. I got a staff, you know, I have a nice middle class staff. They all reasonable, respectful, all obedient, all listen to exactly what I say. They're prompt, they're on time, they do exactly what I want. Bless God, I'm good. Listen, if that's the way you are right now, trouble's coming. Because we can't change. I'm talking about down here. We won't be able to have, listen, when we see Jesus, we'll be like him. The problem is always vision. It's always how we see. So he'll change circumstances to give you eyesight. First about yourself, and then you start to see him. Then you start to say, oh, trouble doesn't bother me like it did because I see him now. The change produced eyesight. Blessed are the man who stands steadfast under trial, for when he stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. You know, in the Bible, I really like this scripture in the Bible. I really like this one over there in Jeremiah 48. I like this thing. Moab. It said that Moab, from his youth, he was what? He was at ease. He was just at ease. Everybody treat me right. I hit the lottery. Family loves me. Friends love me. Plenty of money, good job. All my servants obey me. I'm at ease. I hope y'all reading it. Why? Why is, you know, he's at ease. And so here's God saying to us, as soon as you get at ease, you build your own ruin. If I let you just have everything go right, Miss Brenda, you just got ruined, right? So Moab, from his youth, he was undisturbed. He's undisturbed, right? Settled like wine on its dregs. You know how I don't know if you guys know about wine. I kind of like a glass. Maybe I shouldn't say this. I kind of like a glass from time to time. I hope everybody okay for the pastor to do it. Rocky crazy. So when they're making it, you know, it's got to get strength. Because if it just sits there, what happens at the bottom? Settles. Dregs, right? Settles at the bottom. How's it start tasting? I know y'all wine bibbers. How's it start tasting? Who said bitter? Who said bitter? James. I know James. He's a brother of Jesus. He went to that marriage and where the wine ran out. And you know why I ran out? He was over there. It settles. And it has not been empty for one vessel. What's happening? Straining, mixing, getting the bitterness out of it, getting the dregs out. Guess from one vessel to the other, guess what that is? It's called change. See, I'm picking on Brenda because I love her like crazy. Brenda's getting settled. I got to bring some change because she's made to rule. But as soon as she settles down, that starts to become a smell. Is that up there? The scent hasn't changed, right? See, it's a lot of people confess scripture, but they still got the wrong scent. Right? Because soon as God, when change comes, they start fussing and fighting and blaming God and saying, why me? And, you know, well, that's the probably the worst class of life we can have, when God's trying to correct you and you're bucking back. So here's God's wonderful grace. Here's his wonderful mercy in your life and in my life and all of our lives, that I'm preparing you for a higher order. To walk in a superior order and have authority, right? Authority. You know, authority doesn't smell. Authority doesn't smell, right, Pastor Love? Authority doesn't smell. It's because you have allowed God, like we know someone here who's moving and stuff like that, and going from house, trying to find a place to live. They need this. That's a change. I got to get out of one place to the other. You know, packing's not fun. Right, Pastor Love? Packing's not fun. But it's a good example. I need to get you out of this place and get you to the next place. I got to have some change in your life. And you've got to feel it, because here's the first thing it's going to do. It's going to get rid of your self-confidence. Your self-confidence has got to go. It's got to be a God confidence, right? So God has to rob you of that. He has to strip you of that. He has to show you the darkness that's in you to bring you to a higher light. Here's what he said to his disciples. He says, it's expedient for you that I go away. Expedient. It's profitable. What do you mean? You're not changing. You're not going nowhere, Lord. You're not going anywhere, right? You're not going anywhere. He said, no. This change has got to happen. Somebody said earlier, it may seem like the change is the worst thing that could happen. That Jesus is going away. It seems like it's the worst thing that can happen. There goes my food. There goes my miracles. There goes my fish. There goes my taxes. The change got to come. Because I'm always taking you to a higher order, right? I'll take you to a higher order. And so here's these worldly people after Lisa. Don't change, Lisa. Just don't change. You're doing good. You're in the right place. I'm sorry, Lisa. I didn't mean to go there. We love the work you do. And maybe there's another job calling. Here's Kristen Davis' testimony. She working for that law firm over there. They had very few clients. She was having fun over there. She got to the new firm. But she's realizing, oh, I needed that. I needed that. I have to work more. I have more co-workers that I have trouble with. And they have trouble with me. I'll make it even. Because a lot of times the problem is us and we didn't know. But I needed that. Listen. I'm married to Pastor Glow. And she can smell things from anywhere. I got a story to tell. Don't get in trouble. I'm trying to stay out of trouble, Jay. I'm trying to stay out of trouble. Change. I don't sleep in the yard. Let me put it like this. Something could be resident, let's say in the weeds. There could be something dead in the weeds, dead in the field, and you don't smell a thing. until the wind blow. Now, I mentioned Pastor Chloe because she could smell it if the wind's not blowing. She's got that kind of nostril. But see, that's discernment. That's discernment. It's just discernment. So his God has to blow some winds in your life, in my life, so that we can smell. Man, that thing, that smell like dregs. That's strong and bitter. I need some, God, I need change. I have change. I have change. I want to be like Christ. I have change. I didn't respond to that well. I didn't respond to that trial very well. I didn't respond to how they treated me well. I didn't respond. I fought back when they fought me. That doesn't smell too good. That doesn't smell too good to me. My senses pick up. I don't like the way that hell works. You know who brought that change? You know, God brought it, so you can tell. And so you can start crying out. My confidence in myself won't get me out of this problem. Or the way I feel. Look, we all want to serve him. We want to live. We want to serve him in the spirit. We want to see him more. We want to know how big he is. We want to see how big he is. So here's God pouring you out, Lisa, from this vessel. I thought I was good. Here comes, I'm pouring you back. And every time he pours, you get more of the Holy Spirit inside. Every time he pours, more of the life of God comes up and not your own. And every time he pours you again, he says, is it over? No, sir. We're going to keep from one vessel to the next vessel. And it's going to become more pure and more like Christ. And we become more like him every time we go. And allow it to happen and give him praise for it. Because, see, look, this is the mind of God. This isn't man's way. This isn't man's way. You know, if Bernadine, if we had our way, I'll eat this day. I'll eat this the next day. Someone will serve it to me. They'll wash dishes afterwards. They'll pull my bed back. I'll go to bed. They'll wake me up in the morning, right? It's just sort of this Moab type of life. He was at ease. He's at ease. Did we ever read verse 12? Is it up there now? Would you say Iraqi, right? The days are coming. The days are coming. I'm going to bring you into the best captivity that you ever thought. It's a love captivity. It's a love captivity. Love says, okay, you're too much at ease. So I got to bring you into a hard spot. So it used to be when we did these messages that they run me out of here, but we're growing. Because see, here God's like, I need to grow you. You can't rule unless I can get you off your ease. Somebody say, I'm not on my ease. You're a natural human being. Yes, you and I are. Okay, if I take away all your trials and all your circumstances, do you think that you'd be seeking God like crazy? It won't happen. That's not the flesh wars against the things of God. It wars against it. It keeps fighting against the things of God. So God has to do something to initiate the grace that he put inside you. So don't trust yourself to think that you're going to go after him if trials and tests and change don't come. You will not. You'll be a Moab. You know, why do you think God let Israel go through trials to get them on the top? Praise God. Praise God. God, don't let us settle down. Don't let us settle down. You know, it's a prayer, isn't it? Don't let me settle down on my ease. Don't let it happen because it'll ruin me. Don't let it happen. I don't trust myself to think that I'm going to pursue you. Do you know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing? Do you know the heart is wicked and desperately wicked, that who can know it? Do you know that Jesus said, if you being evil know how to treat your children, right? Do you know that there's darkness inside of us? Yeah, we're born again. Thank God we're born again. We got his. Thank God for the perfect righteousness we have. But inside of us, we still have that natural man down in there. Let's walk into our calling, Rob. Let's walk into our calling. You know, Psalms 139 talks about, search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Can you imagine somebody saying, try me, God, try me? Pastor Lovell, we're growing. Try me. Try me. In other words, I don't want to stay in this state that I'm in. I know I'm saved, but I want to grow spiritually. I want to get to the place where you can trust me. I want you to be able to trust me. Because I know you can't give me any authority if you don't trust me. And I can see that I have some dregs in me. I got some dregs. Pull me out. Pull me over to the next bottle. I don't want to be new wine and old wineskin. Pull me over to another wineskin. Are y'all listening? You can put new wine in an old wineskin, but it can't stay there. You got to pour it out to another. Keep it moving. God, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Sure, I might not appreciate change, but I know it's best for me. Grow me up in you. Test me, Lord. Know my thoughts. Try me, right? And know my heart. Then he says, see if there be and here's a man saying, I know it's in there, but I can't see it myself. But you can. And only as the wind blow does it get revealed to me. And you stop your purifying work inside of me. See if there be any wicked way in me, then lead me into the way everlasting. That's this company of people. Sure. So let's go back. Sure. Now I'm blessed and highly favored. You know why? Because God didn't leave me to my ruin. He didn't leave me to my ruin, right? See, we think blessed and highly favored the other way. I got no problems. There's no change. I'm good. I'm coasting. Blessed and highly favored is the other way. That even though he has to keep pouring me out and over into new wineskins, it doesn't bother me because I see his high purposes. Not that he's mean, but I see his high purposes. He has such a look at me to see me in the kingdom as a ruler and reigner. He will not let me go like Moab. You know, not let me go. We ought to be thanking him for that. God, don't let me go the way of Moab. Don't let me go the way of Moab. God, don't let that happen to me. This is my ruin. When we start to climb this Jacob's ladder, those things down there don't have the meaning they used to. Those natural things, those change. Oh, God, that's just you changing my life for your glory. And I can walk in your divine authority. He'll grab us, stop us, steal us, then raise us up. I think I want to end this with the spirit that was in the room when Crystalline was sharing about being still. Okay? It's because there's a spirit that started to come over the room. It was a spirit that started to come over the room. Be still, be still, be still. When change comes, be still. Just know that I'm in it. My presence is there with you when I'm changing the vessels. That's where you're going to get to. That's where we're going to get to know his presence more than we ever have during the change. Okay. So as Sylvia gets elevated, the peace and the presence of the Lord will get stronger, because that's when you get to know me. You're going to know me that I'm doing the work, but you're going to also know me personally, that I'm right there in the middle of the changing of the vessels. We're being purified. We're being readied for a higher state. We're being ready to carry the spiritual authority to pick up a snake, praise God with it, and watch others be healed. But our hearts have to be ready for that. We have to start seeing on the inside, right? We have to start seeing on the inside. So we declare this. You just stick your head up. We declare this. We declare vision over Lorraine's life in Jesus' name. Spiritual vision that whatever she's going through is not a disruption for her spiritually, that she actually allows it to become a stepping point, an upward point for her life. I see spiritually now like I never did before. I see from above now like I've never done before. Now I don't react in the natural. I react in the spirit, because this is God's divine expectation. It's more expedient for Jesus to go away, but there's a higher thing. There's a grace that's coming. And he's God imprinting his hand in your and my heart and you and our life, so that supernaturally, when things happen, we don't respond in the flesh. The spirit's got control of me now, right? I do things out of character. I do them out of my natural man character. I do them spiritually now. How did that happen to me? I'm doing things out of my own character and the character of God now. It's more expedient that we go away. Here's a deep lesson God's teaching us. This is how I'll raise you up. This is how I'll teach you. This will now become your testimony. It's become your testimony. The river was raging. I was being swapped in exchange, but it didn't bother me. That's your testimony. This is your testimony. You know, it makes your feet want to dance. It puts joy in your feet. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I must have been in another realm. You know, things were going all around me, but I didn't want to go to get on the phone. Things going all around me to put me in a whole nother realm. Oh, my God. The peace of God is showing me stronger than it ever has been before. It put me in a whole new realm. It's the joy of the Lord. Right in the midst of circumstances. Bring the snakes on. Let them come under the door. The natural man freaks out, like Shelley said. Spiritual man starts to say, okay. You don't do that without deep trust in God and have an understanding of spiritual things, a revelation from God. I wish I could pray over each person in this house for the spirit of revelation to ascend and power his resurrection. The spirit of revelation, right? My eyes see now. You know, you read Hebrews 11 and such, down toward the end, man, they were losing their children and all that. They were still thanking God. Because we're seeing a different way. Here comes God preparing us for deeper things. That his house, now would be in order. His house would be in order. You know, we're out of order. we're out of order. You know, we expect a Moab life. We expect, you know, we had that whole prosperity thing. It's a Moab life. Just let it, that's not a favor. Here we go. Here we go. We have a different divine expectation. Father, let us please you. God has to loose us from our own purposes. Right? I'm loosing you from your own purpose. I'm loosing you from your own purpose. I'm loosing you from your own purpose so you can walk in my higher purposes. In Jesus' name. Let's leave it right there. I'm gonna end it by saying this out of Proverbs: the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, right? It still stands. You know, it make you rich, but it's gotta be rich inside. I'm speaking that over this house. Father, I thank you so much. Jesus, you're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. All of it. All of it. Especially our lives, all the price that you paid. Let your blessings flow over this place, but especially on the inside, especially with our spiritual sight. Help us see you and in the power of your resurrection. Help us to see beyond ourselves and beyond any circumstances and beyond any need, and to see the great need provider, the one who takes care of them all. Help us to see that and rejoice when we go from one situation to the next, that we have that opportunity to enter into Scripture and see bigger, to walk in love, to understand the true meaning of prosperity, to anchor ourselves in the heavenly realm, in a realm that cannot be moved. We thank you for these possibilities. I speak it over each life here. Resurrection power of God on the inside. When they be enamored with Christ, so caught up with him, Lord, that the trials and tests and the shakings and the pourings out are seen a totally different way. This is the house of God. This is the house that's coming in order, that has Christ's new resurrection comeliness about it. And we're moving out of death into life. We're moving out of the natural into the spiritual. We're hanging on, Lord, to the word of God on every angle. We thank you now for that. Teach us. Show us your ways. And reveal your glory to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Go away glad today, guys. Go away glad. There's substance here in the house of God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.